Great. I'd like to call to order the July 25th meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Buell Craig Commission. Would the Assistant Director like to take the role to establish a quorum?
Yes, Mr. Fifield.
I'm present.
Mr. Maggio?
Present.
And Mr. Bergeron?
Present.
Okay, the first item is 1022 Barracks, 1236 North Rampart. I'm going to recuse myself, so I'm going to turn this over to Stephen to handle this item.
All right, I note that we have an applicant present. Can we have the staff report?
Yes. Okay, 1236 North Rampart, 1022 Barracks. Proposal to structurally reinforce side balcony of Barracks Side Mansion and install additional light fixtures. For application of materials received 5/30/23 and 6/27/23 respectively. Pardon me. Note, this work is in conjunction with the ongoing renovation that began in 2019. The primary permit for the entire site, 12-06343 VCC Gen, has been finalized with remaining items to be handled under this permit number. As the renovation of this unique and significant site nears completion, yay, two remaining items require committee review and approval. Structural work. After work was completed on the North Rampart side balcony of the pink braided mansion, the applicant noted an uncomfortable amount of deflection and determined that reinforcement would be needed if the balcony were to be occupied. Three support brackets are proposed on this balcony aligned with existing decorative vertical guardrail support spools. Similar brackets can be found on the Burgundy side of the mansion. They are attached to the outriggers with half-inch bolts, and a note has been added stating that the new bracing shall not interfere with the knuckles at the end of the historic outriggers. Staff finds these details to be typical for bracing of this type. Lighting. On 6/28, staff inspected the property with the applicant between the hours of 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. to view the lighting on site. Most of the fixtures were approved by the VCC prior to installation, with notes that final lumen output would be determined during in situ. Several months ago, after these fixtures were installed, the applicant determined that the site was too dark and installed additional mock-up fixtures for staff's inspection. The proposed light plan is as follows. Fixture 1, the applicant was unhappy with the appearance of a previously approved electric lantern in the mansion alcove at the barrack side entrance, now proposing a 15-inch Bevlo electric lantern. Staff finds this fixture approval. Fixture 5, three floodlights have been installed on the front of the North Rampart side parking area. Staff found the fixtures to be reasonable in output for this large, unobstructed lot and recommends approval. Fixture 10, seven extra downlights were added to areas where the site was found to be dark and soffit was present. They are located at the rear pedestrian entrance of the Burgundy side parking area, the North Rampart side mansion balcony above the ADA ramp, and the Burgundy side ADA ramp to the mansion. At the rear barrack side entrance of one of the apartments. While these fixtures are slightly larger than the guidelines allow, staff found them to be reasonable and recommends approval, with the proviso that they must be painted to match the adjacent service to minimize visibility. Fixture 11, four additional floodlights have been added to the inward-facing elevation of the barrack side wall directed at the rear parking area. Staff found the light levels as observed to be appropriate and approvable for this open space. Previously approved wall sconces, landscaping, planter lighting, and bollard fixtures have been added in several locations around the site, particularly the perimeter walls and shared outdoor spaces. At no point in the inspection did staff find any of the light fixtures or levels to be inappropriate or excessive. The lights under the steps to the chapel are the least successful on the site and could use further adjustment or replacement. Staff recommends approval of the light fixtures with fixture 10 to be painted to match the adjacent services. And I will say Erin is up sick today, but she has worked very closely with them and is very happy with the way this turned out.
I can see why.
Yeah, it looks great.
Applicant, please state your name, address, and relationship to the property.
Mike Murray, 627 South Pier Street. I'm an architect working on the project. I don't have any particular comments about the staff report. I agree with it, but happy to answer any questions you have.
All right. Committee members, any questions for the applicant or the staff?
Hopefully, I can answer. Spencer.
No, I mean, I actually don't think I have any. I agree with the staff about the step lights. I'm pretty much in alignment with the staff report, though. Dave, could you refresh my memory? Is the balcony that the supports are being... Okay, it is an existing balcony.
It is.
And
yes.
The supports are so that it doesn't have to be rebuilt.
Yeah, so we went out there and there was a lot of deflection. There was no evidence that there were supports previously, but the outriggers don't go very far back into the building, so there may have been that were lost. We're planning to add them back.
Fixture 10, the one that staff is recommending to be painted to match the adjacent surface. I'm looking for a good image of that fixture.
I hope I can answer. I didn't put this together, so do you know, look, fixture 10.
Is that?
So that's this light here.
Okay.
So I'm just curious, we should paint them to match kind of the surface where they're located, like if the ceiling color? Okay. We'll do that.
That's pretty typical.
Okay.
Oh, right here. That might be it. Is it this one?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, we can paint those.
Okay. All right. Do we have any public comment? I see no public comment. Committee members, any final questions or words?
No.
Are we ready?
No.
Are we ready for a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion for approval of the two outstanding items as proposed, with the proviso that under lighting, fixture 10 be painted to match the adjacent surface to minimize the visibility.
All right, I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The light behind the planters looks so good.
The lighting came out. I mean,
yeah.
Yes.
Lots of
nighttime sightings. Don't worry, we'll do a nighttime walk.
Thanks. The stairs are really, there's two different styles. The ones in the steps, and then there's
underneath,
upper mounted one with the ladder.
Yeah, that's cast iron.
Yeah.
And the other's cast concrete.
Okay.
And those are very unsuccessful. 500 St. Peter Street, do we have an applicant present?
500 St. Peter Street. For recommendation only, keep that in mind, a proposal to renovate courtyards, including millwork alterations, and to repair the roof, per application of materials received 5/19/23 and 6/27/23 respectively. Staff notes that Pontalba is owned by the City of New Orleans, and this motion is for non-binding recommendation only. On 4/21/21, the Commission reviewed and conceptually approved a conceptual proposal for three courtyards at the Upper Pontalba prior to the development of a full proposal. The applicant has returned with a proposal for all courtyards in the building and a restoration of the roof. The courtyards have been modified extensively throughout the years, including construction of brown-rated additions and enclosures of historically exterior space. Courtyard 11, photos on sheet G.108, the only remaining courtyard unmodified by, that shows the only remaining courtyard unmodified by previous renovations, and will serve as a template. Probably difficult for you to see on there. The applicant proposes to remove non-historic windows and plastered walls, installing well-proportioned 6/6 double-hung windows with pilasters. The walls enclosing the previously existing service hall balconies will be rebuilt with applied millwork to resemble balconies and posts, simulated handrail, and panels of fixed over shutters. Walls belonging to later courtyard additions will be clad with wood siding to distinguish them from original historic construction and reflect their status as infill. In some courtyards, a portion of the historic balcony will be restored to exterior space, with decking installed and 6/6 windows moved back to their original locations in the historic service wall. Although the proposed work is not a true restoration of previously existing conditions, staff and the committee found the renovations to be significant improvement over the inappropriate windows and stuccoed enclosure walls, which we estimate were installed sometime in the 1920s or 30s. The work will be phased demolition and construction, and staff encourages the applicant to involve the VCC in the field, particularly if unexpected conditions arise or any deviations from the approved plans are needed. Staff recommends the committee forward a positive recommendation of the proposed courtyard work to the full commission for their consideration. The roof work proposed is extensive and detailed, but most proposed work is standard and within the design guidelines. Committee review is required for three items. Gutters and downspouts on the rear slopes and courtyard roofs are noted to be increased to accommodate rain load, but specific dimensions have not been provided. Staff requests that the applicant provide more information and clarify whether the downspouts will be tied into subsurface drainage or if they will drain into the courtyards. Chimney repair notes state all existing stucco plaster, remove all loose stucco and replace with 3-coat stucco plaster VCC mix. Stucco is to use white Portland in the mix, clean chimney, mortar cast parapet, including sides, and install white alzen or approved equal sealer. Staff is aware of committee approval of alzen, but it was largely been limited to flat roof systems. Staff seeks the guidance of committee regarding its use on the mortar caps, at the mortar caps. The applicant has proposed 2 details for a vented ridge cap and vented apron. While those details are not typical, they may be considered a more appropriate, less visually obtrusive way to passively vent the attic. Since the Puntava has had notable longstanding issues with moisture and ventilation, staff is unsure if this will be in addition to the gravity vents proposed earlier this year or in lieu of. And staff requests additional comment from the applicant. Also on the roof, the previously reviewed mechanical platforms and wall-mounted ladders will be installed as part of this scope. The new platforms are required by Building Code of Safety requirements for access to rooftop mechanical equipment installed more than 16 feet above grade. As part of their due diligence in the reviewing of the proposed work, the committee asked the applicant to explore options for accessing the new platforms other than the wall-mounted ladder. At their request, the applicant provided drawings showing 2 code-compliant alternatives, one with a roof hatch and one that would access a new catwalk across the roof through casement windows on one of the upper floors. The committee found both alternatives to be more invasive than the cage ladder and ended up supporting the original application as proposed. The commission moved for a positive recommendation for this work on 3/16/22, which has since expired. Considering alternatives were explored, staff recommends a positive recommendation to the commission.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name, address, and relationship to the property, please?
My name is Blake Kidder. I'm with Traplin Bureau Architects at 850 Chapel Tools.
Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
I don't have a presentation, but I can respond to some of the items read in the staff report.
Great.
And I can start with the downspouts. So the existing downspouts are 4 inches in diameter, and we're proposing to replace with a 6-inch diameter downspout. The reason being is the way that the drainage works, the storm drainage works on the roof, is that the gutters are undersized and the downspouts are undersized. So basically, they spill over on an intense rain and it washes down the facade of the building, and it's caused the existing, like, sort of non-historic stucco and non-historic windows to basically fail or rot. And then that new 6-inch downspout goes to the courtyards and connects to subsurface drainage. We also in the drawings, we're going to scope the drainage to the city, the subsurface of the city's main. I don't remember all of the staff reports, so you have to just ask. But the next thing is the VCC. I just finished the specs. And we have mock-up reviews at most of these, like, pivotal moments. And part of the mock-up review requires the architect, the owner, and the VCC to be there prior to moving forward. The mechanical platforms, I think that was addressed. We went back and forth about how to get access to these existing chiller exhaust, and I think that the least invasive was the platform. And I think there were a couple more, but I can answer.
The
ridge fence and the gravity fence.
So right now, air is getting pulled in through the main corridors of the first floor. Hot air is getting pulled in with the HVAC, and it's causing the whole corridor to condense all the way up the stairs to the attic. So we proposed to put the exhaust fans at the top of the attic a couple months ago, and then we were going to do one to see how intrusive it was and then kind of go from there, and then the ridge vent is in addition to getting that air out.
Did you guys do that mock-up yet?
No, so what we're proposing to do is put the mock-up in the construction drawings, have you guys go out and look at it, and then we have an alternate to add or remove those once we decide which direction we're going.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about these proposals?
I had a question. I'm sorry, I'm looking at this on my phone, but my computer charger is missing. Could you go to page 89 of the set?
Yes.
I'm sorry, 89. It's some axons. Yeah. I was wondering if you could clarify what's shading this wall, the north wall, I think.
So right now, okay, so yeah, what's sheathing the?
This is the existing.
Yeah. So that's what it looks like now. We're going to remove all that, and if you go to the next image, the sort of rear wall where the smaller windows are, that's the old privy, and then there's another masonry wall, and then the stucco wall sort of starts where the balcony starts, and it loops back around towards the sunroom.
And are you showing the balcony fascia proud of the wall surface to indicate that it was previously
exterior? Yeah, that's the goal. So where the windows are, the windows are next to the privy, there was a balcony there at one time, so we're trying to like sort of continue that fascia line on all floors, both floors all the way up.
Is there a detail of that in the detail set?
I think so, yeah. It's in the back.
This was a very large set.
Yeah. And I saw it.
There might have been a misunderstanding. When we first presented to you guys, we just showed like typical details, mm-hmm. typical courtyard renovations. And with the understanding that we're going to try to do this to all 14.
Yeah.
So that was where we were going. But if you go back to the last sheets, we have a detail of how that, the detail sheets. Oh no, maybe go back. So that's the balcony.
So what sheet are you on?
I can get that for you.
Excuse me, what sheet are you on?
I'm on
A5. But it's slide 80.
It's slide 80, okay.
Right? That page at the top? Is
That's the slide. The detail sheet.
So that kind of memory of the enclosed gallery at the privy, is that wood detailing applied to?
Yeah, technically the privy was always enclosed, so it stops at the privy,
right.
But that would be wood. That's like, right now we have it as Cipelli.
Okay, so we'll stay. And I mean, we don't have a detail here. Are you flashing over it, or how are you?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is like match the detail of this third row over from the right all the way to the bottom, and we'll flash over it so that way it doesn't
rot
out.
Yeah, okay. Great. Any other questions for the applicant or for the staff about these proposals? It's a nice touch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there a public comment about 500 St. Peter?
I'm sorry. If you look at the middle detail, second row, that's the what we're doing at the stucco wall. If you zoom in.
Finding it on the page, I guess.
I saw it on here. I didn't notice it there. Thanks. I just wanted to check out that detail because it is, an atypical detail.
Yeah.
It's like second row, bottom, right, left. Second column, bottom. Left.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion?
In the past, we've discussed the application of stucco over wood framing as being untruthful about the structure of what's back there. And I wonder what my other committee members think about it in this application.
It's an altered condition. Is that it's an altered condition? You're not removing historic fabric in order to accomplish this detail.
No, we're
detail.
Removing non-contributing.
Yeah.
Fabric.
So I mean, if they were removing rated material, I'd have a different opinion of this. But since it's an intervention in an already altered area, I think it's probably as accurate a presentation as it can be. Would staff agree? Just
all
for
right.
consistency.
Yeah.
I mean, in the case of the building on Royal Street, I think it was,
yeah.
the wall was removed, and then the question was the fabric to replace it with. In this case, we don't have historic fabric to deal with. Okay, is there a motion of recommendation for 500 St. Peter Street?
Yes, in the matter of 500 St. Peter Street, I move to forward a positive recommendation for all of the proposed work to the full commission.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to new business and ask if there's an applicant present for 225 Decatur Street. And there is. Do we have a staff report, please?
So this is 225 and 229.
Okay.
Together. If I'm understanding. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. This is a... So there are two separate applications, but they are read as one report.
Okay.
So the first application is a proposal to install new mechanical equipment, platforms, and roof system in conjunction with work at 229 for application materials received, 622-23, 710-23, respectively. The second permit is proposal to install new mechanical equipment, platforms, and roof system in conjunction with all work at 225 Decatur for application of materials received 622-23 and 710-23. The scope of work takes place at both 225 and 229 Decatur, which are separate and distinct properties with different ownership. The existing conditions across the property line as a mechanical equipment for the commercial and residential uses of 225 Decatur are located on both the upper and lower roofs of 229. Staff notes that work across the property line frequently requires additional consideration by zoning and mechanical divisions, and the VCC will not permit work that is not found approvable by other overseeing agencies. The applicant is seeking to replace the entire HVAC system at both addresses, with the exception of the units serving the residential condos at 225, located on the upper roof of 229. Per the applicant, exterior HAU and condensing units are being consolidated on the lower roof. The existing system of AHU package units and smaller condensing units will be completely replaced with a new system utilizing mini-split heat pumps. All new condensing units on the lower roof will be mounted on a new steel platform, which will be installed approximately 1 foot above the roof level. This will allow the placement of the equipment without... This will allow for placement of the equipment without affecting the roof below. Staff did not find the proposed equipment to be excessive or atypical for the buildings of this size and use, but does have some concerns regarding the platform, sheet S100, which is shown bearing onto a parapet in one condition and inserted into a pocket into the masonry wall. It is not clear if this pocket is in the parapet of 229 or the wall of 225. Staff finds the platform and equipment conceptually approvable, but recommends the applicant explore alternatives for the structure that are less damaging to the historic masonry. Regarding the roof work, the applicant stated both the upper and lower roof of 229 Decatur will be replaced as part of this project. All existing roof layers will be removed down to the roof deck. Any damaged roof deck will be replaced. New installation of SBS roofing will be installed. The SBS cap sheet is solid white color. All flashing will be painted metal to match the cap sheet. There will be no changes to the existing facade of 229 Decatur. The new roof will tie into the existing leader heads and downspouts. The project also includes replacing the slipped corrugated metal roof around the courtyard at 225 Decatur to match existing. Staff does not object to any of the proposed roof work, with the exception of the proposed color, which must be medium gray to reduce reflectability. Additionally, a detail showing a metal parapet cap was provided. Metal caps are not approvable. A termination bar for the flat roof system and a mortar cap for the parapet should be used instead. Overall staff finds the proposed work conceptually approval with revisions per staff and committee recommendation.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Sure. Peter Spear with GOAT 900 Camp Street, Suite 314. I'm the architect for the project.
Okay. Do you have a presentation or a response to the staff report?
I can respond to the staff report. I think for the structural platform, the reason that we were tying into the parapet and to the existing building is because the roof right now is wood framed. I think we can review that with our structural engineer and see if there's a possibility to adjust those details as noted in the staff report. And you know, we'll work with staff to get that updated. I don't see that as being an issue. We'll just have to work through it. As far as the roofing color, that's no problem at all. That's just we'll update that in the submittals and the metal cap sheet that shouldn't have been there because we know better than to include that. So we'll definitely make sure that that gets updated and apologize for that being in the drawings. And I think that's all. Just to explain a little, one of the buildings that's used as a blue is this lease. The 229 is owned by Live Nation, so there was a little bit of confusion at permit submittal, which is why we basically submitted the exact same thing twice, but for each building, just to make sure, since they are different owners.
And I'm sure Aaron explained this to you, and I'll explain it to you guys. We have had issues with this kind of stuff crossing property lines before. However, we won't permit anything if they're not okay with it.
Yeah. And we understand that we're going to need to work with safety and permits to make sure that that's straightened out. But I think, in speaking with Erin last week, she just wanted to make sure that at least on y'all's side, they approve
absolutely.
It and knowing that.
And then you can go
forward
with them. Yep.
And that's good.
Great. Committee, any questions for the applicant or the staff about these proposals? No questions?
Is working through that structure of the platform at staff level
I think Aaron could do that, yeah. And again, if he goes back to the structural engineer, it may not even be we're uncomfortable, we'll bring it back to you.
Okay. Is there any public comment on the proposals for these properties? No public comment. If there's no other discussion, are we ready for a motion for 225 Decatur Street?
I was going to ask for it to come separately, right? I'd like to make a motion in the matter of 225 Decatur for conceptual approval of the work as outlined with the provisos of revising as per the staff report and discussed in architectural committee meeting as follows. One, that you explore an alternate to the structure for the mechanical platform, and one that would be less damaging to the masonry, and that you may work with staff on that. Two, that the color be medium gray to reduce reflectability, and three, the revision to the drawing set that not a metal cap, but a mortar cap's being used as mentioned, as clarified in the meeting.
Is there a second for that motion?
Yes, I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Do we have to do it for 229 too, or no?
Oh, I'm sorry, we do.
I'm not repeating.
Okay. Motion for 229. You just say the same motion.
Yeah, may I move to have the exact same motion for 229 Decatur?
Do I have a second for that motion?
Yes, I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, you're dead now.
Sorry.
I understand that the next two items will be deferred. 717 Orleans Avenue is being deferred at this staff request?
Applicant's request.
Both
of them.
Okay, so do we have a motion for deferral at the applicant's request for 717?
In the matter of 717 Orleans, I move to defer at the applicant's request.
Okay, a second for that motion.
Seconded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. We have a permit number 2317378. Applicant wishes to defer. Do we have a motion for deferral?
I'd like to move for deferral at the applicant's request.
Second for that motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That brings us to the end of our agenda. The next regularly scheduled architecture committee meeting is August 8th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Seconded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was virtually painless.
Real zippy.
Yeah.
I feel like it was actually painless.
Oh, I should probably also